Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia Lucky Lady at Sea back with another podcast. And today I am at sea. Actually, tomorrow I'll be in Grand Cayman. And today I wanted to talk to you about the secret to how do I get a positive attitude in 3 easy steps. I know some of you are thinking, Alicia, can it really happen in 3 easy steps? Well, I really do believe in these 3 steps. These are 3 things that I personally practice on a daily basis. Yes, every now and then I need to pull out my own notes and remind myself of this, because at the end of the day, we are all human. But this is something that I think we all need to aspire to. And hopefully one day you will grow into that radiant, positive, happy person that you were born to be. I don't think anyone was born to be in misery. Unfortunately, certain situations have us in misery. But I think we are all born to be happy human beings. So just to give you a rundown of what we're going to be talking about today, about the 3 easy steps. The first step is to focus on what you're grateful for in life. And I think that if you live from a stance of being grateful, that it's easy to be happy when you're grateful for the things you have in life. The second step we're going to be looking at is maintain a sense of humor. I believe it's very important for people to laugh, for you to always have a smile on your face. And don't forget that it also helps to reduce stress. And the third and final step is manage your inner feelings and reactions. And that's the one that's a continuous point of growth for me. Back to the first step, focus on what you're grateful in life. Sometimes you have to sit down and put yourself in that state of gratefulness, especially when you're feeling sorry for yourself, when you're feeling that your life is not going the way that you want it to be. There are a lot of other people out there that are in a much worse situation than you are. And that's when you need to sit back, not from a point of I'm better than this person, but from a point of gratefulness, that I am grateful for what I have. It's just like the story about the man. It's actually a joke about the man that he was so unhappy about his life, and he didn't have any money, didn't have anywhere to live. And all he had was this banana. And he decided that he was going to climb up into the tree, eat the banana, and then jump off and kill himself. So he climbed up into the tree, ate the banana, dropped the skin, and just as he was about to jump out of the tree, someone ran and took the banana skin and ate it. And he sat back and thought, wow, my life is not as bad as I thought it was. Sometimes we tend to forget that we have a lot in our life to be grateful for. It's not about the money in your bank account. It's not about the car that you drive or the house that you live in. Those things are good, but there are other things that you have to be grateful for. Like this morning, I was in the elevator and, I was saying to someone that, oh, it's such a wonderful day. And they said, what made it so wonderful? And for me, it was the fact that I can get up out of bed. I don't have to have anyone changing a diaper for me. It's the worst thing, I think, as an adult when you're not able to go to the bathroom yourself. And I just the pure and simple fact that I got up this morning, I'm grateful for. And there are many people who don't have that opportunity. So on to the next one, maintain a sense of humor. I don't know if you got my joke earlier, but that was my attempt at it. And I think it's important to act silly. We've gotten to a point where we pass the age of a child and we get into the teenage years, and we want to be adults so badly that we stop playing. And then when we get into adulthood, we completely drop the whole thing about being silly I think that as adults, we lose a lot of that sense of play, and it's important for us to be silly, to laugh, to have fun. Subscribe to a list that sends you a joke a day or sends you funny photos every day. Go onto YouTube and watch a funny video. I watched a funny video the other day just for laughs, and if you find that video on YouTube, it's highly recommended by me. It is the funniest thing ever, and it just brightened up my day that I started my day laughing. And I think laughing is important. It's good medicine. It reduces stress. It increases your positive energy, and it makes the difficult times pass faster. The other one and the most challenging for me is to manage your inner feelings and reactions. It's been said that you cannot control what happens to you, but you can control your reaction. And that's one of the things that I think as humans, that is very difficult for us to accomplish, to manage our reactions to certain situations. I was in a situation the other day, and I had to really sit back and meditate, because I know it was an event that was out of my control. But the one thing that I knew I had to control was my inner reactions. Yes, it's good. I had family with me, so it was good. I was able to vent with my family. However, I didn't continue to focus on the event. I just decided that I was going to take the higher road, and I was going to take control of my emotions. And I can tell you, it was one of the toughest things that I've ever done, because we're all humans, and I decided that I am better than that. It's not necessary for me to go that route. It's not necessary for me to be vindictive. It's not necessary for me to be negative in a situation like this. It was a challenge. It's one of those events that you wish never happened. And it's definitely one of those situations where you have to learn to control your emotions. At the end of the day, you have to be true to yourself. Manage your inner feelings. I know it's tough. I've been there. It's really, especially when it's a very challenging event, it's one of the hardest things for you to do, to manage your feelings. But it, as I always say before, whatever you focus on expands. If you focus on the negative aspects of the emotions, then obviously it is going to expand. And vice versa, if you focus on the positive, it will expand and it will make you feel better. Now, as I mentioned before, it is one of the challenging things, but I recently blogged about this, and I had to go and read this again just to remind myself. And you say, but Alicia, you know, you're teaching people about this. Why do you have to remind yourself? Well, you know what? I have to remind myself because I'm human and I forget. And sometimes you get all caught up in the emotion and you have to read to remind yourself how to better manage it, because you know what it's like when you're upset, when you're angry, how that whole emotion just takes you away. And unless you, yes, me reading this article about how do I get a positive attitude is pretty much me reaching out for my life jacket just to make sure that I don't drown in these emotions. Maybe I've been at sea too long. That's why I'm using analogies with life jackets, but that's how I see it. So, remember, how do I get a positive attitude in 3 easy steps? 1, focus on what you're grateful for in life. 2, maintain a sense of humor. 3, manage your inner feelings and reactions. This is Alicia Lucky Lady at Sea. Thank you very much for joining me today for my podcast, and have a wonderfully fabulous day.